All right, so what's the magic of wrestling for you guys? What attracted you to it?
For me, I was always big on like the entertainment aspect of wrestling. When I was younger, I was a big Ultimate Warrior fan. The Rockers, you know, very flashy, very like the whole production of professional wrestling. You know, I appreciate and love the athletic part of it too. But for me personally, it was always that big production of pro wrestling, and having that plus the athleticism involved, you know, it was kind of like, you know, a movie, a live action movie, you know. So it was kind of like that. It's kind of what kind of dragged me into it. So,
absolutely,
and I've loved it ever since. You know?
Awesome.
Cool. I was always into the competition of wrestling. Like when I was a little kid, I used to like my like Ric Flair was like my hero when I was a little kid, because like my godmother's mother watched wrestling, and she was like a little old lady from back in the day. So she watched wrestling, like it was very serious for her, and she really, really, really put in the time, you know. And when I was really small, like 3-4, like I would be over there, they'd be babysitting me, and Nana would pull me in front of you and say, see him? That's Ric Flair. That's the champ. You always like the champ because he's the best. It's all about that, you know? And so from a young age, like, it was drilled into my head. Like, I was always drawn to the champ. Like, I always liked the big pageantry of, like, the champ gets the money and the cars and the girls. And that always really pulled me into wrestling, man. I always loved that star power.
How hard is it to separate, you know, Vinny Marseglia and TKO, the wrestler, from the person? Like, when you step out of the ring and you go home and you're watching, like, you know, How I Met Your Mother or something like that. How do you go from one person to the other?
It's kind of the real, that's who we are, really, you know. But I am the horror king. You come to my house, I mean, TK can tell you.
That's
come to my house,
it's
like
a
haunted house.
It is, not like, it is a haunted house. Vinny lives in a haunted house.
My wife is huge into horror. You know, I grew up on horror big time with my mother and stuff. So, like, that whole lifestyle outside of the ring is the same as inside of the ring.
And Vinny's putting it lightly. His wife is like a female version of him. Like,
yeah.
Same amount of tattoos, like, very similar, but like, they're very much like, they are like a real life, like, horror family.
So separation, I wouldn't really call it a separation, you know what I mean? Like, who you see in the ring is, you know, me, maybe amplified, you know, because I'm kind of in the group.
Yeah.
But, like, what you see when I come out is really who I am. I would have a Michael Myers face on my jeans if they had them, and I would wear it, and wear it like you would wear a pair of Levi's, and I'd be like, yeah, this is my pair of Levi's. So, you know, it's the person you see is the real deal.
Yeah, and for me, like, the real life me is just as competitive outside there. I've always been that way. I mean, before I was a wrestler, I mean, I was trying to be a professional baseball player. I mean, that was every plan in my book. So, I mean, before wrestling, like, I was all about competition. Like, that's never changed for me. So, really what it comes down to is, like, in rings, really when you just get the chance to let it all hang out, and I get to put my stuff on display for people to see. Whereas, like, outside of the ring, I mean, it's a little more of, you know, maybe a little me time, maybe not as much, but I'm still very much the same guy. I might not be whacking people in the head with a baseball bat, but, like, that competitive drive doesn't disappear when the bell rings, you know?
I wish I could speak the same for the axe.
Oh, my God.